What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
We are joined now by Jessica Bella Aikohali, a longtime Oakland organizer and political writer, formerly of Occupy Oakland, which is where I met this sister, and the founder of Op Mobile Cafe, a grassroots mutual aid project providing weekly hot meals across East and West Oakland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We don't have a ton of time, but I think it's really important that we uplift people that are embodying the phrase, we take care of us. But before we get into the great work you're doing, sis, tell the people about yourself. I mean, that's your bio, but you expand on that. Who you be? Where you from? What you do?
Hey, well, you know, I'm a Black woman. I'm from East Oakland, Seminary and Elizabeth Street, you know, native. Definitely got my stripes by surviving. I saw firsthand, you know, what it meant to come from the organizing streets. You know, I saw that Black is beautiful, that very strong organizing get circumvented, get attacked, you know, and what that looked like generationally, you know what I mean? And so now it's like, we the aunties, you know, I'm the mama, you know? And so now it's my turn, ain't nobody coming to save us. But then that's something we always knew, you know, as Black people in the hood. So me coming to Occupy as a Black person from Seminary was really watching the rest of the world start to be afraid that they was the new niggas, you know what I mean? So
No, you can say nigga on this show.
Okay.
Other things you can't say. Don't do that, but you can't say that.
Okay.
If you're Black, you can say that thing. I don't want to know what the kind of guests get confused and get cussed out on my show. Black people can say that word on this show.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. But you know what I'm saying? But they were scared. They were scared because the mask was starting to come off and we were starting to warn them, you should listen to us, but they still didn't want to do that. And so now, you know, we are where we are. And now I'm me. I'm like, everybody want to be Black. Everybody want to be Oakland. Everybody want to be a Black Panther, as we see, until it's time to be real and be Black and be doing some Black Panther stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about the aesthetic and going against the state in a violent way. It's about loving your people. It's about loving your people to the point to where they can grow and survive whatever is coming against us, because everything is coming against us always. You know,
there's a little baby peeking through your blurred screen. So this is a little beautiful face. Hi, beautiful Black baby.
Can I say good morning? Like, good morning. Yeah.
You're good.
That's how I hit the scene. You know, just with all that fueling behind me, all of that knowledge, and then, you know, also coming from the debate world. I'm top speaker in open level parliamentary debate for the state of California for 2 years in a row. So I'm very well versed in what they tell you. And then I'm very well versed in what actually happens. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I just, you know, I'm trying to actually make a difference in the real ways that count for my people and not the ways that social media wants to uplift. So
I'm gonna keep it 100. I mean, I'll just point out before I ask you to talk about mobile op, and that is right. When folks, first of all, I just have to say, we will do a segment on this eventually, but if you're not creative or intelligent enough to come up with your own organizational name, you're not creative or intelligent enough to lead me nowhere, let alone to liberation. So I'll just leave that right there. And then I'll say that actually the thing that made the party the most dangerous to the federal government was actually not their guns. The federal government always had more guns than the Black Panther Party. What made the Panthers dangerous, what made the Free Breakfast Program decried as one of the biggest, largest threats to national security by Hoover, was actually the Free Breakfast Program. Because what it taught the people was self-determination. What it taught the people was, oh, we can take care of ourselves. Oh, we don't actually have to rely on our oppressor to take care of our needs. Because at that then, when you have that revelation, right, that frees you up to fight your oppressor, because you're like, oh, I can feed myself, I can clothe myself, they're gonna take care of me, gonna help me do this, they're gonna help me, I can get health care. That's what made the Panthers a threat. So it is the most important thing for our people. So tell the people, what made you decide to start the Op Mobile Cafe?
So it's Operation Mobile Cafe. You know, this came out of Occupy. We was Operation Everything back then.
That's right. Facts, 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 yes.
Right. So I was originally, I Watch out, baby. Thank you. I was originally trying to organize with some white girls out of Occupy, man. And we were trying to start the Sega Center after, for Sega and in honor of her, because she had gotten unalived in a domestic violence situation in 2012. And as black women, as mothers, we just felt like our plight was unheard amongst the movement, and we were like, resources would have fixed this. You know what I mean? Just providing resources in this capitalistic system would have actually done a lot. And so we were trying to figure out a resource center in East Oakland. And we came across like this wall where they kept saying, well, yeah, we want to do all of this, but we need security. And I was like, that's just like the military. They go to these African countries and they pray like they're gonna bring all of these aid, and the next thing you know, they're under severe occupation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we don't need another bridge for the police to get called on our people. As a matter of fact, if you want to decrease crime in black communities, you provide resources and access to them, not more ways to criminalize and fear them. So I'm like, if that's what you want to do, I can't really work with y'all. And so, like, it became a bunch of back and forth. We were organizing while I was pregnant with my oldest in my house right there on Seminary and Elizabeth. So I started going to food banks. Man, I got tired. I got up and went to a food bank every single day, got what I could. Back then they was giving you unnecessary amounts of potatoes and bread and all kind of stuff. So I would get that fundraised, in the Occupy circles for the things to make ends meet. Cooked the stuff in my kitchen, drove over to 84th and East 14th, because that's always been a high traffic area in East, right? And just start feeding people off the trunk of my car. And I was like, look, as long as you're not an agent of the state, you can eat. It didn't matter if you were, addicted to drugs, if you were at a laundromat, as a parent, if you were a student, get off the bus, if you was just somebody going to the store, everybody was a community member, everybody ate, and that ended up being a program that kind of ran itself, and it was community, organized just from, sheer spite as a black woman, and will, a little bit of effort, and really that's all it takes is a little bit of effort and intentionality,
So what are
and
you doing
somehow.
now? Because I want to be able to get to where telling
Sorry.
people where to support you real quick.
The same thing. I got OP Mobile Cafe Oakland.com. I'm accepting donations on Venmo and Cash App. I'm buying the food, usually at like Winco and Costco. I'm ordering the containers, 24-ounce containers with lids. Cooking the food on Saturday mornings, packing it up at the house. Me, my 12-year-old, my 4-year-old, sometimes like my 15-year-old little niece. All of us get out there. Chaga, Chris from Tech, he comes out there with me. We see Sammy, so some old faces from back in the day are out there with me, and we get out there. We go from 85th to East 14th, 45th and Bond, 23rd and East 15th and 16th. Then we go back over to Quilombo, San Pablo, and West Grand, and then we're from on Poplar from like 14th to West Grand. So like we span the town if we have enough food. So like we usually try to feed people for about $2 a plate, assuming that we get donations. Now people have been cleaning out their closets. We're giving out coats through the wintertime and stuff. So, we're just
Give the website one more again.
OP Mobile Cafe Oakland.com.
We will link to your website in the archive of the show and big it up across all the platforms that I got control over. But I gotta
Okay.
go. But thank you so
All
much.
right, but thank you for
Man.
having me. I
Thank
know it
you.
was quick, but I appreciate you.
I
Thank you so much.
appreciate you.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.